You're listening to SBS News.
Norm Provan was a larger-than-life figure, and today at St George Leagues Club in southern Sydney, Norm Provan's achievements were reflected upon by Dragons greats Craig Young and Steve Edge.
And when you sit down and really go through the stats and that of what Norm achieved in his football career, it's quite phenomenal.
I mean, anyone has a look at his career, his record is nothing short of unbelievable. Doesn't get, you know, I mean, how many win 10 premierships, you know, not to mention play for Australia, play for New South Wales. I think Australia played 25 odd times or something. I mean, he was an immortal then. He always has been.
In 1951, Provan made his debut for St George at the age of 18. 5 years later, the Dragons' dynasty started when they won the first of 11 consecutive premierships. Known as Sticks, close to 2 metres tall, Provan became captain coach in 1962, leading the Red V to 4 straight titles. John Riley was a member of the Dragons' premiership-winning side in 1962.
If you did something wrong, he told you. He never held back. In a good way, but a very positive way. If you, even on the field, if you did something wrong on the field, he'd just, hey, don't do that again. You should have passed the ball there, John. Yeah, you missed that tackle. Don't do it again. Yes, Norm. What do you say, Norm? We're all scared of him. Everyone, including Johnny Raper and Reg Gasnier and Monty Porter, etc. That's the type of guy he was. We respected him so much.
Provan's embrace with Western Suburbs skipper Arthur Summons after the 1963 Grand Final at the Sydney Cricket Ground was later immortalised on the NRL's Premiership Trophy. The dominating back rower retired in 1965 after the Dragons won the 10th of their 11 straight premierships. His feats would inspire a new generation of St George heroes. The following decade, Steve Edge and Craig Young followed in Provan's footsteps, captaining the club to premierships in 1977 and 1979, respectively.
If I ever had any issue whatsoever, I had no hesitation just picking up the phone and talking to him. And he would accept the call, no matter how busy he was or whatever, or he'd say, oh, Edgy, I'll get back to you in about 5 minutes and stuff like that. And he always did. He was just a great fella to be with. And you go to the reunions and everyone from all... Every era that you got, they'd all surround him and they'd all talk to him.
He kept things simple and, you know, he was a very driven man. He virtually changed the way rugby league players train. He came up with techniques and other things, diet and all that sort of stuff. It was before his time. And it's quite amazing sitting down and talking to him and getting the insight the way, you know, way he went around it all. And, you know, he's a leader. The leader of men, and the rest is history, as they say.
In 2008, Provan was named in the Australian and New South Wales teams of the century. 7 years later, he was enshrined in Sport Australia's Hall of Fame, and finally in 2018, named an immortal, rugby league's highest honour. Norm Provan's legacy will live on forever.